gonna go over it?
I can't. This is too difficult. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of What's the Scoop? Before I introduce my guest host today, my name is Kayla, and I am 19. I'm completely new to this whole podcast platform thing, but I'm happy to be here on Anchor, finally being able to talk about all of the wonderful topics and lovely ideas that scatter my brain 24/7. So with me today, I have a very good friend of mine, Liv.
Hi there.
So we're both kind of, we're new. This is something that, this is definitely something that we've talked about doing. Well, this is something that I've always wanted to do. And more recently, I kind of brought the idea to you and you were like, bro, hell yes. So Liv, if you want to like introduce yourself real quick, if you want, before we get into depth here.
Oh, hi, I'm Liv. I'm a poet.
Hell hey. Yes.
I'm 20, and we've been friends for like six years.
6 years now. Yeah. Wow. It's nuts. Freshman year of high school. I'll never forget.
That brings me back to a time.
Pre-algebra. First period.
I did well in that class, surprisingly.
Same. And I'm horrible at math. I suck.
Yeah. math's not the... Yeah.
Math is, it's a sore
after
subject.
Ninth grade, I kind of went down the hill for math.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm thinking about it, and, like, all of our conversations that we have with each other, we should just record them like this. Like, deadass. Do you know how amazing
everything... We have, like, podcast discussions.
We literally have podcast discussions.
Every day.
And we could use our phone. Like, I could do telephone calls on this thing.
We can, like, screen record or voice record it.
Yeah, no, not even voice record. Like, I could record on here and call you.
Oh, shit.
We'll just start doing that, too.
Okay. There you go.
Right.
Reinventing, guys. Reinventing. Like, wow, next level.
So.
Hitting bases.
Today's scoop, I guess you could say. Today's scoop is college.
My glasses are fogging up.
Lovely college.
College.
And it's not that it's a sore subject for us, but it's definitely,
certainly not a fun subject.
It's not, well, that's the thing. Like, at first it wasn't fun. Like, when I graduated high school, I had no motivation or any intention on even feeling like I want to go to college.
I feel that.
And it was like, it was one of those things where it was in the back of my mind, but it wasn't something that I made a priority.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why I put it on hold for so long. And, like, I went for one semester after graduate. Like, it was the spring of 2018. I went for that one semester, and I haven't been since.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I tried going last semester.
I don't realize how much time has gone by since you've been in school. So it's kind of been,
like... It's been a year.
You've got some stuff on me, but, like you know the ropes of it, and I don't know anything of it so far.
I've got a general idea. I mean,
but, like,
I feel
like... still going in new, and I kind of like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, at the time, I feel like when you go into college, it really just depends on the mindset that you have.
Yeah, and I didn't have the mindset going
exactly.
in out of school. We're 18. I don't know what I wanted to do at 18. Barely knew what I wanted to do when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm 20. It's like, hey, I finally got it.
Exactly. Like, I literally, I'm not even going to lie, I went through, when I first graduated, throughout high school, I wanted to be an English teacher. Like, English was my major. That was what I was going to college for. And I graduate, and I'm like, well, damn, is English even the major that I want to go with now?
Exactly.
And it was almost like the more I thought about it, it just didn't settle, and it didn't click with me at all. And so that's kind of one of the reasons why I was like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't go the fall right after graduating. So I postponed it. And then I made my major communications, so I started going for that. And little did I know, I'd end up changing it later on down the road back to that. But at the time, I just, like, kind of like what I said, it's all about the mindset that you have going in. So, like, I didn't have, like, that oomph that I needed to get
through to college, so I changed it to theater. Don't ask me why. I have no idea why. And then now we're back at communications. And it feels good because I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Thing is communications has, like, it has the six different areas.
Many different layers to it, yeah.
Right. And they're like, well, I mean, you want to transfer to a university after here, well, we have six different programs, hey. None of them tie in with each other, so you got to figure that out. And it's like, great.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to be all over the place for the next year, but not in a bad way, more so of the fact of just trying
to... You have to get a feel for everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
I would agree to that, getting a feel for everything.
Podcasting? That's
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah. Exactly. You need to hit all aspects of it.
Uh-huh. And you're a communications major, too, aren't you?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sticking with it. I'm hoping to stick with it. In college, I mean, it seems the CCC program seems a lot more better.
It's legit.
Yeah.
Plus, they transfer you right to Rowan.
Yeah, it gave me a lot of insights when you were explaining it to me mm-hmm. of everything they have, and just it felt a lot better than what I had been exposed to in the past. So, yeah, I'm excited to look into it too.
And we're not, just a clarification, we are not bashing any college whatsoever. There's just some. People in different places that tend to help more than others do in
and distance.
Other places.
We don't realize how long distance is going to take
traveling.
Literally.
Like, when I honestly, trying to go back to school.
That's another thing,
in the
money
spring,
on traveling
mm-hmm.
to get to school. That's a big factor.
Yeah, and that, like, killed my motivation at that point. Like, by yeah. the end of the spring of 2018, I was like, I'm
that
not
was the
fucking
break.
Doing this.
That was, like, the cherry on top of mm-hmm. everything. Okay, well, there it is.
Yep. And I was just like, nope. But definitely, like, transferring closer has made me feel better about it. For
getting
sure.
in the process of it has made me feel a lot better about
the process of it, especially
yeah.
with financial aid, because financial aid, everybody, anyone who applies for financial aid knows how much of a bitch it is to get that shit set up.
And it's just, they want everything, and
they want shit from like 3 years ago. Like, I get it, but it's more so like the thing is filling it out isn't the hard part. It's the process of getting
everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you'll go there and they'll be like, oh, well, we need this, and then you'll come back, oh, well, we're missing this as well, and
just
it's like,
tell,
bro,
tell me everything we need.
But with where I am, where, like, you're going to be going and where I am now over there at the
yeah.
school that we're going to be going, I'm not going to say any names. I know I said mm-hmm. Rowan. Rowan University is the university that we both plan to go to. It's a common university. However, we are going to keep some stuff private, just to clarify that.
Good runs.
But our community college, you know, we're near a lot of different community colleges, and there's just, you know, some that help more and are kind of more beneficial than other schools are, and it feels good knowing that I'm going into the university knowing exactly what I want to do, because even you
mm-hmm.
we were boss.
The mindset we had last year was not the mindset we had this year.
Exactly. And like, you look back a year ago from now, like a year from now, like a year ago.
To today.
Yeah, there we go. We were,
like,
we
a
had
year from
no...
today, can you imagine where we might be?
Exactly.
Scary.
Like, everything that we've learned, not only like with what we want to do, but even about ourselves, like mentally, and where
yeah.
we want to go in life, it's like, where the hell is
discovery?
Right. 101. I don't know. It's just great. It feels good. And that actually, it leads me into another thing, and that's the future goals part of
ooh.
All of this.
Exciting.
Because with there being, like, communications is such a broad...
it's big. No one really talks about it, but it's big. Like,
it really is.
It is. Interesting.
It covers so many different aspects of life itself.
I feel like it's a requirement that we need, like, more than it's like
mm-hmm.
what we choose. But I'm glad we choose it, because that's what we choose to do.
Because that's the kind of people,
yeah.
like, that's who we are.
Yeah, we know what we want, despite there being six other categories or
Like, you have communications, and then under it is, like, six layers.
Yeah, the journalism.
Journalism, PR.
PR.
Business, marketing. Right.
A little bit of everything.
Advertising, literally, exactly. And, like, when I say that communications is broad and covers life, it literally covers life. Like, you want to be an event planner? Great, go into communications.
Hey.
You want to be an author? Great, go into communications. You want to be a business marketer? Great, go into communications. Like, it literally, honestly, like, you could even do art, studio art, under communications.
That would be cool, though.
Like, that's dope.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And that, I feel like that's probably why that's probably why it sits so well with us, because yeah, there's so many things and so many ideas that we just grasp on and come up with on our own every day, like, in day-to-day life.
We don't
life.
Have to stick to one thing either.
Exactly.
We don't feel it for ourselves, which I like.
And that's why, and it sounds like we're promoting a communications major.
No.
We're not. We're just very passionate
How
about
much
it now.
We love it.
And it just feels good to just, you know, have a general idea of what we want to do.
Yeah.
Like
I might look into graphic design for a minor as well as communication.
Fucking do it.
But just because it looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
Be that fun thing instead of the serious.
Could you imagine going into, like, marketing with graphic design? Like, you could do marketing for communications and then have graphic design off to the side.
All in one.
You would be unstoppable.
A little hot.
Literally.
Baby
no
steps.
Jokes.
Baby steps.
But, we're getting there.
You're getting there.
We're almost, like, you know, it's July. School starts in September, so we're almost reaching the,
wow.
You know. I mean, you know.
Deadline.
Yeah.
The deadline.
And another thing that really, like, stands out to how school is for us and everything was our mindset. And that's something that we definitely need to get into next. I feel like maintaining proper health during college is definitely a key to just not even having the college experience, and yes, I put that in quotation marks as I say that, but the college experience that everybody hypes up more than some others do.
Yeah.
In that aspect, like, you know, everyone knows that you have to do physical activity.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
But mental
there's
health
gonna be a lot of walking.
And emotional health is just as important as physical health.
It
I
really
feel
is.
Like. And that was a big thing of the past year, reflecting on what I want to do and approaching it. And yeah, mental health is a big thing we need to
absolutely
listen to.
I feel like the mental health aspect, well, at first it was more emotional, and it was the fact of, you know, going into the first semester, and even though it was community college, like, I feel like had I went into university right away, I would have been so much my mental health went downhill.
Yeah.
Even in community college, only because I felt like I needed to know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that I decided to go to community college first.
Yeah, it was,
and
like
even
you need
now
that to get to see where it's at.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, hey, if you're someone that knew what they wanted to do and are sticking with it and know that it's for you, I literally, like, I envy that, honestly. Like, if I knew in high school that I would be, you know, where I am now, planning on doing everything that I plan on doing with my major and with college, like, that would have been nice to know then. But I feel like,
yeah,
I'm kind of glad I didn't know, because I got to learn things about myself and just
more. Yeah.
About life in general. Like, okay,
yeah,
well, times get hard, you have to deal with it and push through it day by day, you know, like, it's not going to be easy. And I feel like that's definitely something I learned over the past, you know, however long we've been out of high school, what, 2 years now?
2 years.
A little over 2 years, and it's like,
it feels longer, but
it really,
yeah,
does. It feels like
years.
Forever.
Wow.
But you think about it, those 2 years, we have so many years, we have decades ahead of us right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
And that's decades of us just being like, you know, hey, what's up, I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah.
I'm taking on the world now.
Exactly.
But yeah, it just, I don't know, because going in, I feel like not only did I not have the motivation, but not feeling like I was mental, like I'd be sitting in class and I would just be mentally gone.
Yeah.
Like I would not, like I was there, but I was not there.
If mentally. I was there, I could only imagine I'd probably feel like, yeah, I don't belong here right now.
Yep.
This is not where and that's I'm supposed to be sitting.
Yep. And that's exactly why I didn't go back after that semester. Like, yeah. I tried to last semester, the spring of 2019. I couldn't.
Right.
I could not do it.
Right.
But knowing that I'm going in now with everything, like, I have everything set up.
Yeah.
And I've had everything set up since the beginning of the month. Before, like, a year ago, I didn't have everything set up until weeks before school started.
Oh, I feel
and
that.
And now
oh,
I have it,
that.
And, like, I have it all set up months beforehand, and it just,
yeah.
It's refreshing.
It's
that refreshing.
You're able to breathe beforehand before everything starts.
And that's how you know, that's how you know, like, it's for you.
Yeah, that's
you
how
know
you know
what I mean?
You've gotten better.
You've gotten And you're
better.
you're doing good too. You really are.
We got this.
You know, it's been a process. It's been a hell of a process.
It has been a process. It's been a long, annoying process.
It's been a bitch. That's
school,
what it's been.
Financial aid, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That should become an easier subject as years go on. Financial
yeah.
aid. That should become easier for
I feel
people
like,
to get.
I feel like people who, not only with like disabilities or people who are more dependent than others.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they see that you're living with your parents still,
yeah.
That's an automatic, okay, yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, exactly.
It should not be a whole, like, process. It shouldn't be as much of a process as it is now.
Yeah.
And
they
I feel like this
is... why, where, and how.
Right. And
what
I understand.
Started it.
And
like,
this isn't... And just to clarify before this conversation goes any further on this aspect of the topic, you know, I'm fully aware that not everyone can contain, or not contain, not everyone can get financial aid. Very aware of that. And also aware that, you know,
for a lot
it
of
might, exactly, and it might not be, it might be an even harder process for some others, and
yeah.
it sucks. It's
yeah.
a bitch. That's why it's like, okay, if they see that you're qualified in the slightest bit, it
mm-hmm.
shouldn't be, oh, well, you need this, this, and this, and this, but
yeah.
you only get this much.
Are you seen as a dependent or an independent at school?
A dependent.
Okay, I'm seen as
I'm
an independent.
An independent?
So they see me as living alone with my bills. Like, they know
really?
I live with people, but they know my living situation. Like,
what?
They don't know. Like, because my grandparents are my parents,
right.
how it is, they're not the dependents. I don't lean on them. I lean on myself. So I am seen
right.
as my own person. That is why it's so annoying when... But we won't get into that.
No, yeah.
But, yeah, it's the whole independent
what?
And being a dependent. That's a crazy thing, too. That's a whole other
the only
subject
thing that I'm on...
Financial aid.
The only thing I'm on, like, bill-wise, is car insurance.
Really?
My health
insurance?
Car insurance, yeah.
Oh.
My car insurance, I'm with my mom.
Oh.
My health insurance, they took me off because they're like, oh,
right,
your parents make this much
that.
A year, you're in school full-time, you're working part-time, almost full-time,
that,
so
yeah,
yeah, you can have your own insurance, and they took me off, but you're not supposed to be taking off health
that's
insurance
like
until you're 26.
Late. Yeah, you're fine. Like, you have two working parents, so
exactly.
Stable home, like, they see that and they're like, you're good, but...
Right. Or they'll say, oh, yeah, you're good, but, you know, with financial aid, they'll say,
yeah.
oh, you're good, but here's, like, a small amount. I mean, yeah,
yeah
I get it. It's
take
better
out
than nothing.
Loan.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I will take that. I'm actually in the process of taking a loan out.
But
I'm
then loans are hard, because then we have to deal with them later down the line, and then...
Well, with some of... It depends on what ones you get. So, like, there's...
Okay.
A lot of the ones that are offered from school,
mm-hmm.
it's, okay, you don't pay these back until, you don't have to start paying them back until 6 months after you've graduated.
Yeah,
already.
Some of them.
And that's the ones that I look for and get.
Okay,
that's
right.
the one, that's the ones that I'm actually in the process of getting right now.
Dope.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's good stuff, though.
But, yeah, and it's like, I don't know.
And then adjusting to campus life. Not campus life, but
no, yeah,
going to school every day.
Yeah, coming up with, like, a routine.
Yeah, the routine
yeah.
of it.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't do good with a routine when I first started going, but then again, like, I had a different mindset than I do now.
Yeah.
And, like, my routine now going into school, given the circumstances, you know, just lifestyle-wise, it's definitely gonna be different than what I've been expecting for like, the past couple weeks, you know? And it's, like, I feel like, it's not that it's gonna be hard, it's just gonna be...
A new adjustment.
Yeah. Just not in, like, the college style, but just in life itself.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, but,
hopefully we're hitting factors for people.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like, because we were talking about mental health and we jumped right into financial aid. This is just what we do. Yeah. This is just literally what we do best. One word is said while we talk about something and we're like, oh, well, speaking of that.
This ties in with that.
Literally.
Like, but when it all comes down to it, it all ties together, financial aid. Physical, mental, emotional, you need all three factors.
Mm-hmm.
All three kind of healths.
Oh, absolutely.
And having people behind you is a really big thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You have people behind you. That's why you're like...
Having people behind you that you've been to high school with. Not been to high school, but known for years. Yeah. Like, from us, it'll be went to high school with.
Yeah, but, like, aside from that, it's like, I don't really know you from high school. I know you now. Like, I didn't know you in high school, but I know you from high school.
And see, like... That brings me into something, like, something else for this, too. The part where it's like, okay, we're going in now. Mm-hmm. People that we've known aren't going to be there. And you actually brought this up when we talked about it the other day. And it made me think, and I actually added it to the outline.
Okay.
So, you don't have any, like, people that we used to know or would have known of while in high school won't be there.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings me to social interactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, given the different perspectives that we both have with school itself, could you see yourself being more outgoing? Like, more of, like, a extrovert than an introvert? And, side note, we're both very big introverted extroverts. Yes, I collided the two. There's days where I do not want to leave my house and just want to watch a TV show or play games or whatever. And then days where I'm like, okay, I want to be out all day long.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
But could you see yourself being more of an extrovert?
Possibly. Depending on the people I meet. The people I surround myself with.
Of course.
I could see it happening. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Which will be a factor for myself. Yeah. I would like that person.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that a lot. But it's not what I'm going to strive for. But hopefully if it happens, it happens. Like,
now, do you think that you're gonna do more so of, like, club joining? Like, getting together with organizations, or just kind of being like, oh, hey, what's up? My name's Liv.
Not until, like, my second year. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get into more of...
Once you get to the feel for...
Yeah, I want to know everything, like how you started getting the feel for it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I could probably see myself getting into things, into activities, clubs, if there are any that I would...
Yeah.
See myself in, yeah. What would you?
Oh my god. So with me, it's like a complete... I'm like doing the same thing, but like in a completely different way. So like my mindset that I have now is the mindset I had when I was going into high school my freshman year. Because I was homeschooled 6th through 8th grade. So I was homeschooled for all of middle school.
Right.
Going into high school, I was like, okay, so I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Literally, and I did. Right. And when I moved from one town to the other... after sophomore year ended, going into junior year in a new school, I was like, okay, time to do it again. And I did. Getting out of high school and doing it with college, it just felt different because you're literally, like, you're planning your life. And that part overwhelmed the shit out of me.
Yeah, why?
And it's like, now that I know what I want to do and I feel so good about it and passionate about it, I'm going in with the mindset that I had in high school, pretty much.
That's good, though. That's good. You know? That's great to have. It's great that you have a good mindset. Good mindsets are always wonderful.
Like, I'll be, like, you know, Grease?
Yeah.
You know, Patty?
Yeah.
You know, the girl where you're like, hi, I'm Patty Sincock. Welcome to Ride L. Yeah, that's going to be me.
Hi, I'm Kayla Crespo.
Welcome to, you know, community college. Welcome to the scoop, yeah. But, yeah, and it's like, you know, I feel like
You could be in my life years from now.
I was just about to say the same thing. Like, you're just someone that I know, like, we've gone, literally, and I'm saying this because it's happened, we've gone months, even years.
Probably years, yeah.
Without talking. And just kind of, like, not cutting ties, but just having, like, a distance for a little while. Yeah. Because we were both doing our own thing mm-hmm. with different people, and it's like, we had,
that
like...
That happened a few times, own... but
the
not
first time
as
was years.
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the first time was
first
years.
First time was years. Second
and then the second
was
time
months.
Was months. And now it's like
recent
we
time was
literally
just, we literally discovered each other
every
at the
day.
Best time.
We talk every yeah. fucking day.
Last year we were doing that
last
a little
year,
bit. We were talking.
Yeah, we talked like
maybe like
monthly.
Three times a week.
Yeah, we talk monthly. We'd have like
we always planned our vacations on the same time. So like I remember talking
yep.
to you when I was on my vacation.
I remember talking to you when I was in New York for Niagara Falls. That
right.
was actually literally a year ago from. 2 weeks from today, it'll be
yeah.
a year ago. That's
but
nuts.
Like, seeing you now, it's like having...
It feels
time
like...
Time has went on.
No, but... it feels like... Like, talking to you now, it feels like none of that distance stuff. Like, it's just felt like we've talked to each other every day for the past 6 years.
Really
and
does.
That's dramatic. But it really does genuinely feel like that. And I'm sure there's other people out there that
yeah.
could vouch for
but
that.
But I like people who are like that. I like finding people like that.
Exactly.
Like... We're not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna be
like,
worried
I know,
if we don't talk.
Like,
but
that's the thing.
It'd be
like,
different now,
it would be,
especially
right.
now.
It'd and it
be
would
weird.
Be like, well, are you mad at me?
Like, hey.
Hey, like, is everything okay?
I sent you kapunk three times. You didn't reply.
You didn't reply. What the fuck is
what's
going on?
Like,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I mean, I feel like this is just the beginning. Like, college is like the start to so many great years ahead.
High
and
school
like,
was like
know.
The
college was like pre-algebra. Now we're in we're like we just we're getting out of college was pre-algebra. We just got out of algebra and we're going into geometry.
Oh my god. You're going into geometry.
I'm going into
algebra.
I actually did really good in geometry. Surprisingly, I
that
really
was
did.
Sophomore year, right?
For me, it was junior year. So
oh.
freshman year, I did pre-algebra. Sophomore year was algebra. Junior year, geometry.
Sophomore year
senior
was
year,
algebra right.
two.
Okay, that's why we were in class
mm-hmm.
together.
So like
yeah, I
now,
that.
I would be just going into like seniors. When we were seniors, they were in statistics. We were in algebra two. So
jeez.
Now, like as a college freshman, I guess you could say. Statistics or that math
hey.
Concepts thing or whatever but yeah
fun
so it's always a good time
it is
so like when we were figuring life out with college right
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie when we were talking months ago
mm-hmm.
and it was for like a that there was one day where we were talking for a couple hours
mm-hmm.
through text, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or something. It was either, I think it might be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about writing.
Okay.
And as we were talking about writing, it was right before my whole, like, you know, my mental state of mind just went kaput for a couple
you
months there.
You took that break, yeah.
I took that long break.
The cleanse, we'll
but right before the cleanse that I had, like the whole detox, self-love, self-care kind of thing.
Yes.
We were talking about writing.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about it, that's when it clicked. And that's kind of when I had in the back of my mind, okay, this is what I want to do.
I love that. I love that. Because I had texted you a couple months ago, probably, and I was like, what happened to the theater thing? And I was, oh, that changed.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have to catch up now.
See, like, I knew... I've always wanted to do something with writing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, English, I wanted to do editorials.
Right, right.
Theater, I wanted to do script writing. Communications,
okay.
I want to do writing.
Now you're
but
kinda
I
like
do...
discovered it fully
exactly.
for it. I like that.
Exactly.
I love that. I love that.
And I think what really made me know for sure what I wanted to do, and it was almost like the universe telling me, this is what you're meant to do. Like, go for it. This is what you need to do. Was, when I went to get everything set up for community college, like everything.
Right.
And before I even told her my major or anything, she was like, oh yeah, you're put into the communications program. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm here for. And she goes, well, you had it set up when you were gonna be coming here, but then you went to a different one. And I'm like, so this whole time, this whole time.
Yeah.
From the very start, getting out of college, getting out of high school, and I completely forgot about this too. I had actually gone to the community college that I'm going to now in the fall.
Oh my god.
They put me in the program for communications, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then I went to the other community college and I did a complete 180.
Right.
Did a complete 180 and chose something different. And now that I'm back, in my mind, I was like secretly saying, please just give me a sign, give me a sign.
Yeah.
I'm in the program.
Of that school in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That school.
Yeah, me too.
And then I thought, getting out of high school, man, I really don't want to attend high school again. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had already done high school online, mm-hmm. so it was like I hadn't seen all of those people.
And you weren't
for
trying
years.
To see people again.
Yeah, it reminds you of just where you were at that time, and it was like.
Funny thing is, a lot of high school kids went to the other one too. Like more than more
yeah,
so
you were telling me about that. So
one,
like I'm
I was
kind
like,
of
ugh.
Glad I just waited it out. Like the first year
mm-hmm.
wasn't really my fault. Second year was like. My fault, like, I will wholeheartedly say, yeah, I did not push for that, but I wasn't ready, and now it's like, I'm 20, I'm ready, let's do this.
Hell yeah, it's showtime.
It's showtime, it really is.
But it just, yeah, and it just, it's one of those things where it feels good to kind of have, like, a self-reassurance that what you plan to do, like, everything that you want to do,
yeah,
and what you're going for now,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like... Yeah, this is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is meant to be.
Exactly.
And that's, like, that's the best part out of all of this.
Yeah.
Because I've never felt better about my decision. Like, how I feel about this, and then looking back at other decisions that I planned to make, it just didn't feel right. Like, there was a point in time where I was looking into going to, applying for the NYU, just right off the bat, just being like, you know what, I'll just transfer this. And I actually started talking to... That's when we started back again. Yep.
Yeah.
And that was during the theater major.
That was the theater thing.
Yep.
And I was like,
yep. And you were like, heck yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm like, hey, I'll be on like, you know, SNL and stuff, writing for them. And it's like, I want
to
do that one day, but I'm not ready for that step yet.
We have to get there.
Right. So now we're just kind of like...
Everything's a process, and that's the annoying
mm-hmm.
thing, that we have to wait. We can't just snap our fingers and be there.
And the thing is I think what made it overwhelming was me jumping ahead so far.
Exactly.
Like, maybe I will do script writing.
Yeah.
But first I need to do a different... I need to be in a different form. I need to do a different field first before going into writing like that. And that's why communications is just, you know... It literally sounds like this podcast is to promote communications.
That's not. It's just like...
Yes, apply to your local community or university to major in communications.
We'll give you a cookie if you sign up today.
Oh, man. It's nuts, though. It's great. But it feels good. It feels good to just know that, you know... Hey, this is what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah.
This is where I plan to go in
yeah.
my life. And it all starts with right now. You
especially
know?
With support. We need support.
Oh, God, yeah.
We need support.
I got you, bitch.
I feel you.
Oh,
for
man.
Sure. Wow.
I know.
It's
nuts.
Been a hit.
It really has been. It really has been.
And that's the scoop for today on the first episode of What's the Scoop with Kayla and my guest host,
Liv.
So make sure to stay tuned for our next episode. I need to come up with a routine for this. I'm so unorganized with this, but we're going to get the hang of it. It's the first episode. That's
stay
all
tuned.
That matters.
Stay tuned.